بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praises and thanks are due to Allah, the Lord, the Rabb of Al-Alameen. Al-Alameen, as we know, jinn, mankind, and all that exists. In continuity of the response of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah to the bishop's letter, we are still with the Shaykh where he is laying the foundations of his introduction. And we reached the point where he was speaking about Al-Hulul wal-Ittihad, incarnation and unification. And he explained that this is composed of two kinds. مَا سَمَّاهُ الْعَامْ وَالْخَاصِ. العام, the more general form of it is فَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِذَاتِهِ حَالٌ فِي كُلِّ مَكَانٍ أَوْ أَنَّ وُجُودَهُ عَيْنُ مَوْجُودٍ أَوْ عَيْنُ وُجُودِ الْمَخْلُوقَةِ. The general type is like this, we say, that Allah in Himself exists everywhere and in everything. وغيره مثل المصورية والجلدية إلى آخره. And the more particular form of it is like saying, though is that which is said by some of them who say that incarnation and unification have touched some people of Ahlul Bayt or certain sheikhs or certain scholars, etc. As we discussed with the groups of the Druze and Nusayriya, and we have some history about that, isn't it? You remember that now? You have notes on it, inshallah. ثم يقول فمن قال إن الله سبحانه وتعالى حل أو اتحد بأحد من الصحابة أو المشايخ فهذا وجه ضلاله أو وجه كفره أكبر من كفر النصارى. He says that those who claim such names, their degree of kufr is more profound than that of the Nasara. And those who say and adopt the general form of incarnation and ittihad is also their belief is worse than that of the Nasara. Then we come to the point which he was going to emphasize in his book, in his introduction, and it says فَبِمَعْرِفَةِ دِينِ النَّصَارَى وَبُطْلَانِهِ يعرف به بطلان ما يشبه أقوالهم من أقوال أهل الإلحاد والبدع. فإذا جاء نور الإيمان والقرآن أزهق الله به من خالفه، كما قال تعالى وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا. So when you know, when the knowledge about the deen, the religion of Al-Nasara is made clear, and its falsehood appears and also becomes clear, then it is easy to make contrast with what those innovators say and expose their forms of innovation as well. And when the light of Allah, which is the Quran, comes, this light overtakes and prevails over falsehood. The translation of the meaning of the ayah, which is in Surah Al-Isra, Surah 17, Ayah 18, Ayah 81, truth has come, and batil, which is falsehood, has vanished. Surely batil is other bound to vanish. يقول مؤكدا وكان من أسباب نصر الدين وظهوره أن كتابا ورد من قبرص في الاحتجاج لدين النصارى بما يحتج به علماء دينهم وفضلاء ملتهم قديما وحديثا من الحجج السمعية والعقلية، وما ذكروه في هذا الكتاب هو عمدتهم، فإن هذه الرسالة وجدناهم يعتمرون بها أو يتبعونها قبل ذلك، ويتناقلها علماؤهم بينهم، والنسخ بها موجودة قديمة، وهي مضافة إلى بولس الراهب أسقف مدينة صيبا. Remember when he was discussing the point of how the deen prevails when its opposition appears? When there is an opposition to the deen, right? This becomes a motivation for the prevalence of Islam and of the truth. So he said one of those causes which leads or which led to the zuhur of a deen, the prevalence of a deen and the truth, in this case, this letter that came from this bishop of Phyron, in which it illustrates the creed of the Christians before and at his time. And this name, the name of the letter was الكتاب المنطقي الدولي أو الدولة الخامنية المبرهن عن الاعتقاد والصحيح والرأي المستقيم. هذه ليست بطاقة البلاطر. It is the logical book of the great chief proving the correct beliefs as well as the correct opinions of the Nasara. This is the title of the letter. And he said, by the will of Allah, we will prove the invalidity of their claims. As well as we will touch upon each one of them in detail proving such a goal. He says, أكثر ما عندهم من الحجج معظمها لم يكن كلها ألفاظ متشابهة. As we said, you know what is mutashabih now? Mutashabih is the thing which is, he says that most of what they got is ألفاظ متشابهة. Meaning, not in... This is the situation with all the people who follow falsehood. And his evidence from the Quran, كما قال تعالى فيهم إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى. In Surah Al-Najm, Surah Ayah 23, Ayah 23 and Surah 53, إن يتبعون إلا الظن, they follow but a guess, and that which they themselves desire. Whereas there has surely come to them the guidance from Allah. And then the saying of Allah, مُتَّسِلًا بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا لِيُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. من سورة الأحزاب, سورة 33, Ayat 72 and 73. And the translation of the meaning is that indeed man have taken the responsibility of carrying the message itself, the message, and verily man has been unjust to himself and have done wrong to himself. But then he said, in the tafsir of this ayah, this is the beautiful tafsir that he gave. كَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِلَذِينَ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الْجَهْلِ وَالْظُلُومِ. انتبه. حملها الإنسان. الإنسان كان إيش؟ ظلم الجهولة. ليعذب الله. طيب. فالمؤمنون الذين تاب الله عليهم من الجهل والظلم. انتبه. شوف هذه. This is the beauty of the understanding of the Quran by Sheikh الإسلام رحمه الله. فقال يقول the believers are the ones whom Allah سبحانه وتعالى had bestowed with the content upon them. And safeguarded them from jahil and from zulm, from ignorance and from being unjust to themselves. And who are they? فيبين أيضا من هم هؤلاء المؤمنين والمؤمنات. هم أتباع الأنبياء عليهم السلام. They are the followers of the prophets عليهم السلام. فإن الأنبياء, انتبه, فإن الأنبياء بعثوا بالعلم والعدل. شفت الأول الكلام كله اللي كنا نركز عليه, قضية إيش؟ الفرق إنه الأنبياء وأتباعهم معهم العلم والعدل, والمعارضين لهم معهم الجهل والظلم. والآن سيبين لنا شيخ الإسلام ما معنى العدل. The followers of the prophets are the ones who are safeguarded from these things, from the ignorance and from injustice. لأن الأنبياء, because the prophets were sent with knowledge and justice. كما قال تعالى والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. By the stars, it goes down. As it goes down, or vanishes. Your companion, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has neither gone astray, nor has he erred. It is only, it's only an inspiration that he was inspired. هذه سورة النجم. سورة النجم آية 1 and up to آية 4. So clearly this ayah يبين سبحانه وتعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه ليس ضالا ولا جاهلا. That he is not astray, is not following the astray path, neither himself is an ignorant. ولا غاويا متبعا هواه. That he is not a follower of his own desire. ولا ينطق عن هواه. And he doesn't speak of his own. إنما أنطقه الذي أوحاه. The one who inspired him made him speak the truth. كما قال تعالى وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. شوف الاستشهادات العظيمة هذه والاستنباطات الفائدة فيها ممتازة جدا لأن نتعلمها. قول هناك أول من العلم والعدل. شوف الآية المستشهد فيها يس وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب. And we have sent down with them what? Wrote down with them what? الكتاب. What is الكتاب? الكتاب is الوحي. Is the revelation. And all the revelation is knowledge. All the revelation is knowledge, as well as والميزان. ميزان for what? The balance for what? For justice. الله أكبر. هذا هو العدل. العدل عدم الشرك. العدل هو التوحيد. هذا العدل لله عز وجل. فإن الشرك وأصل العدل يقول شيخ الإسلام وأصل العدل على العدل في حق الله كما بين الأخ من نص الحديث حديث معاذ رضي الله عنه. فالأصل the foundation of عدل is the عدل is the right of Allah سبحانه وتعالى وهو عبادته وحده لا شريك له. فإن الشرك ظلم عظيم كما قال تعالى يا بني على لسان لقمان لابنه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. As this is defined and made clear by the saying of Allah سبحانه وتعالى on the tongue of Luqman to his son, oh my son, do not commit and set partners with Allah, don't set up partners and rivals besides Allah. Verily, إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. Verily, shirk is a grave injustice. لما كان اتباع الأنبياء ولما كان أتباع الأنبياء هم أهل العلم والعدل كان سلام أهل الإسلام والسنة مع الكفار وأهل البدع بماذا؟ بالعلم والعدل. بالعلم والعدل لا بالظن ولا بما تهوى الأنفس. He said, since this is the foundation for those who follow the Prophet's ways, and it is al-ilm wal-adl, let's speak them in Arabic now so that you know what they mean. Now you know what they mean, right? Al-ilm wal-adl, knowledge and justice. كان كلام أهل الإسلام. Then the speech of أهل الإسلام with the kuffar has to be based on these two principles. Al-ilm wal-adl, and not desire and guesses and following one own opinion. مفهوم يا أخوان؟ العلم والعدل مع الكفار ومع المبتدعة. قال تعالى دلالة على العلم لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات. And indeed we have sent our messengers with what? With بالبينات. With the proof. With the clear proof, which is based upon knowledge. ثم يقول أصل ما كفرت به النصارى واليهود أمران تبديل وتكذيب. تبديل وتكذيب. The two basic upon which the kuffar established their beliefs of kufr are two. Number one, denial, and then alteration. Or alteration and denial. And this is the case with the Christians and the Jews. يقول وذلك أن دين النصارى إنما هو دين مبتدع ابتدعوه بعد المسيح عليه السلام. That's because the deen, the religion of the Nasara, of the Christians, is an innovative one, which they innovated after عيسى عليه السلام. وغيروا دين المسيح and altered the religion of عيسى. فيقول فضل منهم من عدل عن شريعة المسيح. Those who followed other than the legislation and the laws of Isa alayhi salam, they erred. And they one asterisk. إلى ماذا؟ إلى ما يتبعوه من عندهم. They followed what they have innovated, what they have established. ثم لما بعث الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, and when Allah سبحانه وتعالى sent down محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم with the message of the Quran, كفروا به. They disbelieved in him. فصار كفرهم وضلالهم من هذا الوجهين. أولا بعيسى إيش؟ تبديل. ثم بعد ذلك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم تكذيب. In the beginning with Isa عليه السلام, they altered, they changed. And then with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and with the advent of his message, they denied it and rejected it. تبديل بين الرسول الأول وتكذيب الرسول الثاني. Altering the messenger, the first messenger to them, and that was with Isa عليه السلام, and then denying the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as the second messenger. وكما كان كفر اليهود, and similarly the كفر of اليهود, وتبديلهم أحكام التوراة قبل بدعة المسيح, ثم تكذيبهم بمين؟ بالمسيح. أيضا similarly the Jews committed the same thing, altering the laws and the Torah and the commandments, and then denying Isa's message عليه وعلى موسى السلام. ويقول ونبين إن شاء الله أن ما عليه النصارى من التكليف والاتحاد لم يدل عليه شيء من كتب الله لا الإنجيل ولا غيره, بل دلت على نقيض ذلك. ثم التكذيب لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هو كفرهم المعلوم لكل مسلم مثل كفر اليهود بالمسيح عليه السلام وأبنه. He said, and inshallah we will make it clear that the deen of Nasara, the religion of Nasara, and the creed of Trinity as well, and the creed of unification and incarnation, that there is no evidence for that in the books of Allah, not even in the Injil, the Gospel, or nowadays they refer to it, the famous one that they refer to as the Bible. But the Bible that we had, or we have now, indeed had injected these principles and made them as the creed that to be followed. And those who descended when the concept of Trinity was declared that by the Pauline Church, the follower of the Paul doctrines, were persecuted. ويقول ولا غيره, يعني ما في حتى في أي كتاب آخر سماوي دلائل على هذا. There is no other book revealed by Allah سبحانه وتعالى that contains any of such creed. Then we will show the تكذيب, the denial of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهم يبالغون في تكفير اليهود. انتبه لهذا النقطة. They over exaggerate in declaring the كفر of the Jews بأعظم مما يستحقه اليهود من التكفير. More than the Jews deserve. إذ كان اليهود يزعمون أن المسيح ساحر كذاب, بل يقولون إنه ولد غية أي زينة, كما أخبر الله عنهم بقوله وقولهم على مريم بهتانا عظيما. The Jews were uttering words charging that Isa عليه السلام was just a magician, and that he was a son of an illegitimate child, quote unquote. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear in his book that this is one of their lies on Isa alayhi salam by saying وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا, and uttering against Maryam, Mary, a grave false charge. As in Surah An-Nisa, which is Surah 4, Ayah 156. وَالنَّصَارَ يَدْعُونَ, and the Christians claim أَنَّهُ اللَّهُ, that he is Allah, that he is Allah himself, الذي خلق الأولين والآخرين. He is Allah who created the first generation and the latter one. وأنه ديان يوم الدين, that everyone has to appear on the day of repentance, appear before him. فكان الأمتان فيه على غاية التناقض. The two nations the Jews, and the Christians were on opposing extremes regarding Isa alayhi as-salam. ولهذا كل أمة تذم الأخرى بأكثر مما تستحق مستشهدا بقوله تعالى وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قوله الله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. In Surah Al-Baqarah, this is made clear by Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, Ayah 113. The Jews said that the Christians follow Nasi. That is, they are not on the right path. They are not on the right religion. And the Christians said that the Jews follow also Nasi. That the Jews themselves are not following the right religion. So they both replied the script. مع أنهم يسلكون يعني الكتاب. Like unto their words said also who المشركين the pagans who know not. Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection about wherein they were the things that they were in differing. سورة البقرة يسد آية 130. فاليهود كذبوا بدين النصارى وقالوا ليسوا على شيء والنصارى كذبوا بجميع ما تميز به اليهود عنهم حتى في شرائع التوراة والتي لم ينسخها المسيح بل امرهم بالعمل بها. شوف لحد وين التكذيب وصل. انتبه يعني بقي هناك نصوص لم ينسخها دين عيسى عليه السلام، مع هذا النصارى كذبت فيها تماما لرفض اتباع اليهود باي شيء. So the Jews denied and rejected the deen, the religion of the Nasara, and similarly the Christians did. Not only that, the laws and the text that were not abrogated by the message of Isa, those things that were denied also by who? By the Christians. Those were found in the Torah. With the message of Isa alayhi salam, things were abrogated and things were not abrogated. They denied even the things which that were not abrogated. Just to deny that the Jews are on anything, I mean, not following the right religion. يقول فلا ريب أن اليهود لما كذبوا المسيح صاروا كفارا أيضا. Similarly the Jews when they denied عيسى عليه السلام they themselves also became كفار. كما قال تعالى على وإذ قال عيسى ابن مريم للحواريين أو كما قال عيسى ابن مريم للحواريين من أنصار إلى الله؟ قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. فآمنت طائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفرت طائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين. هذه سورة الصف آية 30. وعيسى عليه السلام spoke to the disciples asking them من أنصار إلى الله؟ Who amongst you are going to be the supporters and helpers in the cause of Allah, helping me in the cause of Allah. قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. We are the ones supporting Allah, means supporting of Allah's religion. فآمن الطائفة من بني إسرائيل, a group of the children of Israel, and believe. And another one, however, disbelieve. فأيدنا الذين آمنوا and we gave their support, to those who believe, فأصبحوا ظاهرين. They became the prevailing ones. وكفر النصارى بتحديد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبمخالفة المسلمين أعظم من كفر اليهود بمجرد تكذيب المسيح. فإن المسيح لم ينسخ من شرع التوراة إلا قليلا. انتبه. يقول شوف الاستنتاج الطيب هذا. يقول كفر النصارى the disbelief of the Christians is more profound than that of the Jews بتحديده عيسى رتبة لمن؟ لكفر عيسى. Why? Because Isa alayhi salam, the message of Isa, the religion of Isa, did not abrogate much of the Torah. Much of it remains. ويقول وسائر شرعه إحالة على التوراة. Most of Isa's message and laws makes a reference to what? التوراة بالتوراة. ولكن عامة الدين النصارى أحدثوه بعد المسيح. But most of the religion of that Christian was invented by the Christian after Isa alayhi salam. قال تعالى مبينا أن القرآن. In this reference, now the Quran, with respect to these two categories, the religious, the denial of the Jews and the Christians vis-à-vis each other, يقول الكتاب القرآن مستقل. لم يحل شيئا منه على غيره من قبله. عرفنا القرآن مستقل. القرآن is totally independent. It doesn't prepare anything for any of the scriptures before it. عرفنا complete independently complete. قال تعالى أولم يكفهم أنا أنزلنا عليك الكتاب يتلى عليهم إن في ذلك لرحمة وذكرى لقوم يؤمنون. بقوله تعالى في سورة العنكبوت في سورة 29 آية 51. Is it not sufficient for them that we have sent down to you the book of the Quran? Is it not sufficient? Which means it is sufficient. Which is recited to them verily herein or therein in the Quran is a mercy and reminder or admonition for a people who believe. ويقول والقرآن أصل كالتوراة وإن كان أعظم منها. And the Quran is an original as the Torah, though it is what أعظم منها. It's greater in its comprehensibility and also in its perfectness. ولهذا يقول علماء النصارى يقرنون بين عيسى أو بين موسى ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The people of knowledge within the Christians always try to make resemblance or always they make resemblance always between whom? Between Muhammad عليه السلام صلى الله عليه وسلم وموسى عليه السلام. وأين الحادثة في مثل هذه؟ من يذكر حادثة who can remember an incident in which this point is illustrated? Anybody?
عرفتم يا اخوان النصف بالعربية؟ يعني انه عادة يقول شيخ الاسلام لهذا علماء النصارى يقرنون بين موسى ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
احنا بدنا حادثة من واحد من يعني اكابر النصارى او معروف لدى النصارى يعني جمل هذا الامر او جمعه. طيب يقول شيخ الاسلام كما قال النجاشي ملك النصارى لما سمع القرآن ان هذا والذي جاء به موسى يخرج من مشكاة واحد. He says the evidence that he cited. As the Najashi is a title of a king of Abyssinia, Al-Habasha. Okay. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a group of the Muslims were persecuted and they migrated from Mecca, it was the early Hijrah, remember? They went to Al-Najashi. When he heard the Quran being recited to him, and the Najashi was a Christian himself then, and a king, he said, "Inna hada, very indeed, this Quran, what I'm hearing, والذي جاء به موسى, and what Musa brought, يخرج من مشكاة واحدة, comes out from the same source." وكذلك نريد حادثة أخرى كما تقرب الوضع شوي. حادثة مشابهة, كلام مثل هذا مشابه أيضا ذكره واحد من أتباع أهل الكتاب. لا صح. بارك الله فيك. ورقة بالموتى. ورقة بن نوفل. When you open صحيح البخاري the كتاب of الوحي you will find the story. شيخ الإسلام يقول وكذلك ورقة بن نوفل وهو من أحبار نصارى العرب لما سمع كلام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال له إنه يأتيك الناموس الذي يأتي موسى يا ليتني فيه جدعا حين يخرجك قومك. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو مخرجيهم؟ قال نعم. لم يأتي أحد بمثل ما أتيت به إلا عودي وأن يدركني يومك أنصرك نصرا مؤزرا. As reported in Sahih al-Bukhari, one of the knowledgeable people of the people of the book, his name is Walqa bin Nawfal, and he was a relative of Khadija, the wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Khadija took what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told her, took the news to whom? To check it out with Walqa bin Nawfal and to tell him about what happened to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إنه يأتيك الناموس. And in Namus, this is a reference to whom? To Jibreel عليه السلام. يعني الناموس أحسن ما وجدنا في معناها أنه صاحب السر الخير, the one who carries the good and hidden news. وهو جبريل عليه السلام. لأنه يأتيك الناموس, وهنا وجه الشاهد الذي يأتي من موسى. The one that came to موسى عليه السلام. يا ليتني فيه جذعة. الجذع هو الصغير من البهائم. وكان كأنه يعني أن يكون شابا عند ظهور الإسلام. الرجل هذا يعني. He said, I wish I am like a young sheep. Meaning that he loves to be, or he wishes to be, a young person when the message of Islam is spreading, or spread out. حين يخرجك قومك, when your people will drive you out, he informed him that your people will drive you out. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked, do they or will they? He said yes. Nobody came with what you brought except that his people opposed him, and on that he said, when you break me yawmuk, I'm suluka nasra mu'azzara. If I have to live to that day, I will give you my full support. أيضا ولماذا يقرن سبحانه وتعالى بين التوراة والقرآن؟ And that's why Allah سبحانه وتعالى always make association when he mentions the Quran and makes a reference to التوراه. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى says, فلما جاءهم الحق من عندنا قالوا لولا اوتي مثل ما اوتي موسى اولم يقروا بما اوتي موسى من قبل. سوره 28 القصص, right? I think so, 28 ayah 48 49. But when the truth that is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his message has come to them from us, from Allah, they why he not given the life of what was given to Moses? Didn't they disbelieve in that which was given to Moses before? They said two kinds of magic. They refer to Torah, the Torah and the Quran. Each helping the other. And they say, verily, in both we are disbelievers. Say, O Muhammad, to them, then bring the book from Allah, which is a better guide than the two, that I may follow if you are truthful. And of course, they couldn't. يقول, فلم ينزل كتاب من عند الله أهدى من التوراة والقرآن. There is no book that was revealed or brought down from Allah سبحانه وتعالى better and guidance than the Torah and the Quran. Of course, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Torah, he speaks about the original Torah. That's it. Not the altered ones that exist nowadays. ثم قال تعالى, فإن لم يستجيبوا لك فاعلم أننا يتبعون أهواءهم ومن أضل ممن اتبع هواه بغير هدى من الله إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. But if they answer you not, that is, they don't believe in the oneness of Allah, they know that they only follow their own lust, and who is more astray than the one who follows his own lust without guidance from Allah. Verily, Allah is the يقول الآن. What is the first claim that came in the letter? أول دعوة in the letter of the bishop. أول دعوة في كتاب الأسر. يقول يذكر رحمه الله ما جاء في كتاب الأسقط من أنه قام بسؤال أكابر النصارى. That this bishop asked the prominent members of the Christian community at his time, people of knowledge and their religion, and he asked them the following: listen to the questions that were raised by the bishop to the learned people of the
Christians. Listen what he said to them. هذا الذي قالوا الآن الأسقف يسأل علماءهم. الأسقف يسأل علماءهم. يقول إن سمعنا أنه قد ظهر إنسان من العرب اسمه محمد. يقول إنه رسول الله وأتى بكتاب فذكر أنه نزل من الله. We heard. So he's speaking to the Christian scholars. He's saying that we heard that a man from Arabia came by the name of Muhammad. And that he brought a book with him, and he mentioned that this book was brought down to him from Allah. فلم نزل إلى أن حصل الكتاب عندنا. We kept searching حتى حصلنا على القرآن. حصلنا على الكتاب. قال يقول من الأصل يعني حصلنا القرآن. يقول الآن وعارض الآن على أكابر القوم. ذهب إلى روم, ذهب إلى سقلية, ذهب إلى تركيا, ذهب إلى أنطاكيا. ما خلى واحد من كبار القوم إلا عرض عليه هذه الأسئلة. هذا الرجال عجيب. He said, I told the scholars, إذا كنتم قد سمعتم بهذا الكتاب وهذا الإنسان واجتهدتم على تحصيل هذا الكتاب الذي أتي به عندكم, فلأي حال لم تتبعوه؟ He said, if you have heard about this book and about this man, and you put the effort to bring this book which is now in your hand, فلأي حال لم تتبعوه؟ Then why you don't follow it? ولا سيما شوف ناوي كوت من القرآن. يقول ولا سيما في الكتاب يقول ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Especially it is cited in this book the saying ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا, anyone who seeks a religion, a deen other than that of Islam, it will not be accepted from him. The translation of the meaning. And in the day of judgment or in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. Of course, this is in Surah Al Imran, Surah 3, Ayah 85. أجاب قائلين. انتبه الآن إجابة من؟ النصارى أهل العلم عندهم. قالوا لأحوال شتى. Because of يعني many reasons or due to certain many فقال فقلت ما هي what are they what preventing you from believing. نعم هو الأسقف هو ذهب يناقش هؤلاء يعني علماءهم فيقول أعطوني لماذا لا وهذا فيه هذا واجتهدتم ويقول اجتهدتم لأنكم أحضرتم الكتاب عندكم فأخبروني لماذا لا تتبعوا فيه هذا النص. فقالوا لأحوال شتى فقلت ما هي then I said to them and explain what are they. قالوا منها أن الكتاب عربي that this book is in the Arabic language وليس بلساننا and it's not in our tongue حسب ما جاء فيه. الآن يأخذون إيش النصوص اللي هم استندوا فيها على هذه المقولة. حسب ما جاء فيه إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا. تقول this book is in Arabic and it's not in our mother tongue and we read in it they say إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا من سورة يوسف سورة 12 آية 2 verily we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran in order that you may understand. This is the ayah which they cited. هذه الآية اللي هم تدلوا فيها. ثم قال وقال يعني في موضع آخر يقولون وقال بلسان عربي مبين بلسان عربي مبين هذه شواهدهم أو أدلتهم وهذه في سورة الشعراء من سورة الشعراء which is سورة 26 آية 198 آية 195 in a plain Arabic tongue. The translation of the Bible. This is the text that they cited. And also they cited, وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِينَ فَقَرَاهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Also read in here, they say, and if we had revealed that the Quran unto any of the non-Arab, and he had recited it unto them, they would not have believed in it. This is also in the same surah, Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah 26, but Ayah 198 and 199.
ويقولون وقال في سورة البقرة and also it is cited in سورة البقرة سورة 2 آية 1-51 كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون. Similarly, to complete my blessings on you, we have sent among you a messenger, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, of your own, reciting to you our ayat, and sanctifying you, and telling you the book, the Quran, and hikmah. Hikmah, يا إخوان, هي السنة, وأيضا هي الإسلامic ways, all Islamic ways are hikmah. So this is what they cited. In continuity also they go, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. Al Imran, also they cited the verse in Al Imran, Ayat 164, which is Surah 3, Ayah 164. Indeed Allah conferred a great favor on the believers when he sent among them a messenger from among themselves, reciting unto them his ayat, his verses. وقال تعالى في سورة القصص also they still fighting verses from the Quran. In سورة القصص which is 28 آية 46 لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير من مثلك لعلهم يتذكرون. But you are sent as a mercy from your Rabb, Allah, to give warning to the people to whom no warner had come before you, in order that they remember and or receive admonition. وقال في سورة السجدة لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير من قبلك لعلهم يهتدون. ما زالوا النصارى يعني يستشهدون بهذه الآيات بالإجابة. إن سورة السجدة لتنذر قوما and to give warning to a people or a nation ما أنذر من قبلك لعلهم يهتدون. They were not given warning before you or Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, so they may receive guidance. And also they cited in Surah Yasin لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون. Also to give warning to people whose forefathers were not warned, etc. نعم, but this is still continuing. This is just the beginning. قالوا they said. فلما رأينا هذا يقولون هم لما رأينا هذه الآيات علمنا أنه لم يأتي إلينا. When we read those verses in the Quran, we knew then that he's not sent to us. بل إلى جاهلية العرب. To whom he was sent? Only to the people of ignorance of the Arabs. الذين قال فيهم. Then they replied, or they give an evidence, their evidence, أنه لم يأتيهم رسول ولا نذير من مثله. That he hasn't received before a messenger or a warner like him. وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَلْزَمُنَا اتِّبَاعُهُ. And therefore it is not incumbent on us to follow him. It's not obligatory on us to follow him. لِأَنَّنَا يَقُولُونَ قَدْ أَتَانَا رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِهِ. Because we have received messengers before him. خَاطَبُونَا بِأَلْسِنَتِنَا. They spoke to us in our own language. وَأَنذَرُونَا بِدِينِنَا. And warned us about our religion. الَّذِي نَحْنُ مُتَمَسِّكُونَ بِهِ. Which we hold to. Up to our day, up to this day, إلى يومنا هذا. وسلموا إلينا التوراة والإنجيل. And they gave us and handed over to us the Torah and the Gospel. بلغاتنا. In our mother. They know that they only follow their own lust. And who is more astray than the one who follows his own lust without guidance from Allah? Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides not the people who are zalimeen. Zalimeen, wrongdoers, policies, disbelievers, etc. Criminals, etc. يقول الآن what is the first claim that came in the letter? أول دعوة in the letter of the bishop. أول دعوة في كتاب الأسر. يقول يذكر رحمه الله ما جاء في كتاب الأسقف من أنه قام بسؤال أكابر النصارى. That this bishop asked the prominent members of the Christian community at his time, people of knowledge and their views, and their religion. And he asked them the following, listen to the questions that were raised by the bishop to the learned people of the Christians. Listen what he said to them.
هذا الذي قال الآن الأسقف يسأل علماءهم. الأسقف يسأل علماء. يقول إن سمعنا أنه قد ظهر إنسان من العرب اسمه محمد. يقول إنه رسول الله وأتى بكتاب فذكر أنه نزل من الله.
We heard. So he's speaking to the Christian scholars.
He's saying that we heard that a man from Arabia came by the name of Muhammad. And that he brought a book with him. And he mentioned that this book was brought down to him from Allah.
فلم نزل إلى أن حصل الكتاب عندنا.
We kept searching حتى حصلنا على القرآن. حصلنا على الكتاب. قال يقول من الأصل يعني حصلنا القرآن يقول الآن وعارض الآن على أكابر القوم ذهب إلى روم ذهب إلى صقلية ذهب إلى تركيا ذهب إلى أنطاكيا ما خلى واحد من كبار القوم إلا عرض عليه هذه الأسئلة هذا الرجال عجيب.
He said I told the scholars إذا كنتم قد سمعتم بهذا الكتاب وهذا الإنسان واجتهدتم على تحصيل هذا الكتاب الذي أتي به عندكم فلأي حال لم تتبعوه؟
He said,
if you have heard about this book and about this man and you put the effort to bring this book which is now in your hand فلأي حال لم تتبعوه؟ Then why you don't follow it?
ولا سيما شوف ناو هي كوت من القرآن يقول ولا سيما في الكتاب يقول ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسر.
Especially it is cited in this book the saying ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا anyone who seeks a religion, a deen other than that of Islam, it will not be accepted from him, the translation of the meaning, and on the day of judgment or in the hereafter, he will be among the believers. Of course, this is in Surah Al-Imran, Surah 3, Ayah 85.
أجابوا قائلين. انتبه الآن إجابة من؟ النصارى أهل العلم عندهم. قالوا لأحوال شتى.
Because of
many reasons or due to certain
فقال فقلت ما هي
what are they
what prevented you from believing
نعم
هو الأسطر هو ذهب يناقش هؤلاء يعني علماءهم فيقول اعطوني لماذا لا وهذا فيه هذا واجتهدتم ويقول اجتهدتم لأنكم أحضرتم الكتاب عندكم فأخبروني لماذا لا تتبعوا فيه هذا النص فقالوا لأحوال شتى فقلت ما هي لما اتتدم يعني explain what are they
قالوا منها أن الكتاب عربي
that this book is in the Arabic
language
وليس بلساننا and it's not in our tongue حسب ما جاء فيه الآن يأخذون إيش النصوص اللي هم استندوا فيها على هذه المقولة حسب ما جاء فيه إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا
said well this book is in Arabic
and it's not in our mother tongue
and we read in it they say
إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا in Surah Yusuf Surah 12 Ayah 2
verily we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran in order that you may understand
this is the ayah which they cited
هذه الآية اللي هم استدلوا فيها
ثم قال
وقال
يعني في موضع آخر يقولون وقال برسال عربي مبين برسال عربي مبين هذه شواهدهم أو أدلتهم وهذه في سورة الشعراء
من سورة الشعراء في سورة 26 آية 198
I'm sorry آية 195
in a plain Arabic tongue
the translation of the meaning
this is the text that they cited
and also they cited
وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَى بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِينَ فَقَرَاهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ
مُؤْمِنِينَ
also
we read in here he said, they say
and if we had revealed that the Quran unto any of the non-Arab and he had recited it unto them they would not have believed in it
this is also in the same surah
al-shu'ara surah 26 but ayah 198 and 199
ويقولون وقال في سورة البقرة And also it is cited in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, Ayah 1:51, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُم مَّا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. Similarly, to complete my blessings on you, we have sent among you a messenger, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, of your own, reciting to you our ayat, and sanctifying you, and telling you the book, the Quran, and hikmah. Hikmah, ya ikhwan, hiya al-sunnah, wa aydan hiya al-islamic way, all islamic way, are hikmah. So this is what they cited. In continuity also they go, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. Al Imran, also they cited the verse in Al Imran, Ayat 164, which is Surah 3, Ayah 164. Indeed Allah confirmed a great